Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. Kathy's with us in Ohio. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you, and how is your mama cow and your baby twins?
I got to tell you, I'm all excited, Kathy. Whole family's excited. We gave mama a vitamin B shot, and it was really difficult with the rain to put the PEMF device on her, but I'm going to try that this afternoon. So she was about probably 3/4 of a mile from where the farmhouse is, and we have a paddock, actually several paddocks in our front yard. We've divided the front yard into several grazing areas, and so she was, after a couple of days of rest, she was able to get up, and so she followed Mrs. Finelli from where she had the calves, and we brought the calves into our garage the day before, and she wanted to see her calves, so she followed Mrs. Finelli, who had biscuits. Actually, they call them bucket rattlers, and so they're like cow treats, and they're like the size of a half of a hot dog, and they're extruded protein treats, and so we buy them in the 50-pound bags, and so Butter, name of the mama cow, came over to Mrs. Finelli looking for some treats because she's used to it. She's been with us for 14 years. And she followed Mrs. Finelli over to the front yard, and we brought the little calves out to see Butter. And they were reunited, and everybody's happy. But it got really cold last night, so we put the little calves back into the garage. We built a pen for them. And the garage is part of the house, so it's you know, relatively warm. And everybody's doing fine, but the calves are bottle calves now because mama can't provide enough milk. So we bought 50 pounds of calf milk replacer, and gosh, is that expensive. It hasn't quite doubled, but darn near it. It's $42 for 25 pounds of calf milk replacer.
Wow, so, that's a lot of work feeding your calves all the time, too.
Well, it's two calves, two bottles, three times a day. So Mrs. Finelli and our son are out there in the garage right now feeding the calves, and as soon as they have breakfast, they will be following our son and Mrs. Finelli out to around the house to the front yard to be with their mom for the day. And because if they stay inside, they won't be able to develop properly. Their immune system will be compromised. They need the sun. They need the outside air. They need to walk around a lot, follow their mom around. So, but everybody's doing well, and it's kind of a miracle. And I'm as I mentioned, I'm trying to get the PEMF device on Mama when she lies down for, you know, her afternoon chewing of the cud. So that's what we're up to. What's up with you, Kathy?
Well, Vince, I had some thoughts today, and I really want to focus on our current situation as far as inflation and food and what we can do about it. And I reflected back about well, 30-some years ago when I had my first child, and I was a stay-at-home mom. And we were married in 1981, and I believe the interest rate was 18% back then. And I remember it being really tough. And so I thought about what I was going to talk about this week, and I wanted to just give some thoughts about what we did, how we did it, and, you know, it kind of boils down to this is our situation, this is our reality right now, and you have to be tough, you have to be creative, you have to think outside the box, and I think you just have to set your mind to what you need to do to get through this, to survive. You're going to have to learn a lot of things. And I thought back about, like with me, we couldn't afford, even when disposable diapers, you know, they were out back then, but we couldn't afford them. So I used the old-fashioned cloth diapers with the pants, the rubber little pants that go over them. And I know now they have the other kind where they're all in one. They have the, what they snap, or they have Velcro, which are nice. And I looked at the price of diapers, and I believe that even at, like, Costco, and it depends on the size, but, like, a box of diapers ran $45 to $53. And you stop to figure you're going to change a child four, five, six times a day probably, maybe more, obviously, when they're an infant. But I have some thoughts on that, Vince, and what we did and how we did it. And it, especially if you're in a situation where, like, you're a stay-at-home mom or you don't have a job, or even if you're not, things are tough, and you're trying to figure it out, you know, maybe between you and I, Vince, we can kind of give them what we did when we were in that situation. And even if you only get three or four or five things, it can really help save you money and help you through this situation. Sorry, that was a long-winded answer.
Yeah. Well, no,
question.
You're right on. You're right on the money. And class, the long run is a series of short runs. So if you're planning for the long run, you can take steps in the short run to get there. And Kathy and I, Dr. Sheely, and a whole bunch of your instructors have memberships at the, you know, Costco, Sam's Club, or both. And the reason is because we buy in bulk, and we typically save money by buying in bulk rather than buying for just today. And what we found over the years is prices just keep going up. Let me give you an example. We used to be able to buy chicken in a six-pack, and there were six cans for about $10 at Sam's Club. And it's great. You can open the can, you can make a chicken sandwich, you can make chicken salad. If you're, like us, and we need to get in the truck and go a distance to pick up some equipment or something like that, we can make some sandwiches to go really quickly with the chicken salad and put it in Ziploc, you know, sandwich bags, and rather than depend on a McDonald's or some other fast junk food establishment. So the price of chicken in these cans, six cans, was about $10, and then it went up recently to $15.58 as of yesterday. And if you have a Plus membership at Sam's Club, not the basic $35 membership that lets you in the door to buy things, but the Plus membership has some perks and includes free shipping. So you can have that six-pack of chicken for $15.58, the new high price, which is about 50% more than it used to be, shipped to you for free. Except when you go and buy it, it's and have it shipped, there's a new improved price for shipping. It's free shipping, but it costs $15.98 for shipping. So what I'm telling you is you really need to pay attention to all the details. All the details, prices are going up, And is $15.98 shipped a good value right now? It is. It is a good value because it's probably the lowest price that you're going to be able to find quality chicken without waste. So look at the long run. Consider what you need and start making a series of small steps, if you haven't done this before, to get to the point where you'll be able to have enough food to survive the rest of this collapse. And what Kathy's talking about with inflation is absolutely, positively here. Absolutely. Here's an example. Coffee. Have you noticed the price of coffee going up? Well, fertilizer's up 30% this year. That's in 3 months, 30%. Fuel oil's up 50% in the last few months, right? So coffee has gone up 86% in 2 years. So what would you do if you thought that was coming? Well, that's easy. You know, you get what you need, you forecast what's going to happen, and you get it before the herd, the GDP, starts buying. So that's how we live. We forecast what's coming, and we take action. And when do we take action? Right now. There is no time for dilly-dallying, as my parents used to call it. No time for, well, maybe tomorrow. No. The time to do it is immediately. Immediately. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you a secret. When I want to buy something, I buy it just before I tell the class, because I know that if I tell the class, the price will go up really quickly, or I won't be able to get it because it'll be out of stock. Kathy and I talk about these kinds of things on the phone privately, like what we think is going to happen. We act on it, and you know what? Almost always it happens. Kathy, any comments?
Vince, you're absolutely right. You know, you mentioned the chicken, and it was, I think it was 14 something 2 weeks ago, and or maybe $13.99, and you just said it went up to 15 something. So it's already gone up. And I bought coffee. I think I got six cans when Costco had it for $6.88 in the big 3 pound can. They haven't had a sale on it since, and they probably won't. But I look around like, okay, if I can't get the coffee, and we talked about running through, like if you made a whole pot, you could probably run a smaller amount of water through your ground and get more coffee for later in the day. And you would just have to try it according to how you like it. Some people like it real strong, some people don't. But I was at Kroger, I would say about a month ago, and they had jars, and I think it was like a coffee replacement, but it was like a chicory. And these jars were marked down to like 89 cents or something like that. And I bought all of them that they had because I thought, well, you know, if I can't get coffee, my husband probably wouldn't drink it, but I would drink it, and I drink tea also. So I just, you know, Vince, I think you're so right. There's no time for feeling sorry for yourself right now or complaining. I think the time is to just have a plan and to be tough and to say, okay, this is the situation we're in, so what can we do to survive this? And you know, there's so many price increases, and I have a short list that I will tell you, and I agree with you. It's like, if you know your prices.
We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hearing today. And class, if you feel that... Well, today we're going to be talking about tips on the book, how to save money. And if you feel that you haven't gotten your money's worth, you can turn your radio over, and there's an address at the bottom of your radio. You can print out the refund form and send it to us, and we'll process your refund. Okay, so that's for today's class. Actually, it's for every class. Kathy, you were talking about coffee, and what we're talking about. Kathy does this, and we do this. So if you have an electric coffee maker, or even if you have a percolator, you know, on the stove, like a Revereware percolator, and you put coffee grounds in it and you make the coffee, you don't have to throw those grounds out right then and there. Like, let's say you do what we do, and you keep that coffee pot at the ready, and you pour off a cup of coffee now. And like, for example, I have a cup of coffee right in the studio, and during a break, I'll go get some more. And if we run out, what we can do is real simple. We can just take another scoop or two of coffee grounds, fresh coffee grounds, add it to the grounds that are already wet in the basket, add some fresh water to the coffee maker, hit the button, and brew some more coffee. And that the new coffee that you just added goes through the water goes through that, and then the grounds that have already been brewed, and you will get more coffee than you would have if you just threw the coffee grounds away. But you shouldn't even throw them away. You should put them in the compost pile and save it for your garden. So you can do that. And back in the first Great Depression, people would save the coffee grounds. They'd let them dry out in the sun on a towel. And then they'd use them tomorrow. And they would add just a little bit of new coffee grounds to the dried out coffee grounds. and keep using it until there was no coffee to be derived from the coffee grounds. That's the way they did it. And that's, we haven't gotten quite that far yet. We don't dry them out in the sun, but we use them at least twice, you know, during the same day. Kathy, back to you.
And Ben, I've even tried it myself just to experiment. Let's say you added 3 scoops of coffee to the pot that you were making that morning. I've already taken and done half the amount of water and poured it through. So, okay, now I'm only going to get 1.5 cups and tried it. And it was pretty good. I mean, you could add, like you said, you could add a little bit more. But by reducing it, I didn't even have to add more grounds. Let's say that we only wanted like 1 cup of coffee or 1.5 cups. And then I composted after that. You know, I was looking at prices, and I wanted to ask you, Ben, because you have chickens. They're saying the chicken feed has really gone up. I'm reading 28% to 50% in the last year or two. Have you found that to be true?
Yes, I have. It went from $7 and change to yesterday, it was about $11 and change. So let's say roughly $8 to $12. Yeah, it has. And what I did was I called up the Farmers Exchange yesterday afternoon, and we don't go in the store. So what we do is we call and we say, can you leave it out for us? They leave it right by the front door. And they've been doing that for 16 years with us and for other farmers as well. Nobody steals anybody else's purchases. It's still pretty good around here. So people don't steal bags of dog food, and they don't steal bags of chicken feed and horse feed and cattle feed and range cubes. They just don't do it. So it's kind of nice that way. So we call them up, and so I asked them. I said, so I just want to write down the prices. And I said, so you have chicken crumbles, which is layer feed for chickens that are laying eggs, and layer pellets, kind of like rabbit pellets, but for chickens. And there was a difference in price, and it was a little over $1 difference between the pellets and the crumbles. Some farmers like the pellets, some farmers like the crumbles, and I like the pellets. There's less waste with the pellets. The chickens pick them up and eat the whole pellet. With the crumbles, they stick their beaks in there and they throw the chicken feed all around. They're looking for that, you know, that dessert chicken feed that they can find. So they just waste it. So I bought the pellets, and it was less expensive, you know, roughly 10% less expensive. So, yes, it has gone up, and we're doing things to drive the cost as low as we can without sacrificing quality. And so you have to ask the questions, Glass. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination continues today in Washington. As Democrats praise Judge Jackson's record, Republicans are not making it easy for her. Senator Blackburn asked the judge to define a woman. Ms. Jackson said she couldn't, as she's not a biologist. Senator Josh Hawley, after pointing out her soft-on-crime stance, stated he can no longer support her nomination. It should be noted the Democrats can't put her on the Supreme Court without any Republican support because of their numbers in Washington. NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg spoke with reporters on Wednesday ahead of an emergency summit in Brussels, exactly 1 month after Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
We face a new reality for our security, so we must reset our deterrence and defense for the longer term. NATO leaders will reaffirm our support to Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Prince William and Kate Middleton, during their official meeting with Jamaica Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Wednesday, was given Jamaica's intentions. Holness directly addressed the country's intention to break away from the British monarchy, referencing the anti-colonial protests that took place amid the couple's arrival in Jamaica on Tuesday. Holness is calling for the country to drop William's grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, as head of state. For the first time in American history, a Supreme Court nominee has been selected by the president based on skin tone and gender. Ketanji Brown Jackson is being questioned this week for the nation's highest court. Judge Jackson, questioned by Senator Blackburn on what the definition of a woman is, the nominee would not answer the question, saying she was not a biologist. Here's some of the exchange from Senator Josh Hawley on the soft-on-crime record.
Why didn't you apply the enhancements as they were asked for?
Senator, I've answered this question many times from many senators who've asked me, so I'll stand on what I've already said.
So you have nothing to add about why these crimes, why these images, in your view, do not signal an especially heinous or egregious child pornography offense.
Later in the day, Senator Hawley went on Fox News to say he can no longer support Judge Jackson's nomination.
Crimes against children, this is somebody who apologizes to the criminals. This is someone who has handed out one lenient sentence after another, especially when it comes to these child sex crimes. And frankly, this is somebody who I just can't support.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I hope you're paying attention to these numbers, what's really happening. The current administration is telling us that inflation is 7.5%. It's absolutely a lie. It's insanity if anybody believes that. And, you know, the current administration has a woman as a Supreme Court Justice nominee, Ketanji Brown. She's a black woman. And the guy with the big chair said that he was going to nominate a black person, a black woman, to be a Supreme Court justice. It's an absolute outrage to select anybody for any reason based on the color of his or her skin. And this gal is so inept. She was asked to define a woman, and she said she can't because she's not a biologist. This is what Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist thinks is Supreme Court material. Vladimir Putin must be laughing at us. And so must the rest of the galaxy. We were talking about prices. So I went to samsclub.com and I looked up the kind of coffee that we had been buying. It comes in a metal can. That means metal sides, metal cylinder, metal bottom. And classic roast, Member's Mark, that's the house brand. And it's actually quite good. 48 ounces. It was $8.98 the last time we bought it. So figure maybe a month ago. Today, right now, it's $11.98. That is a 25% increase. It jumped 25%. What we're telling you is the numbers that you are hearing from the mainstream lying media and the current administration are wrong. They're absolutely flat out wrong. It's inflation is absolutely out of control. We said it was coming at the beginning of the genocide, and here it is. Here it is. More everyday shortages and rising prices. Coffee, a one price increase, 25%. That's third world material right there. Kathy, back to you.
Absolutely, Vince. I'm seeing it, and I think what they're doing is they're raising prices, and I think what will happen in the future, let's say your coffee can is just say 3 pounds. I'm guessing that when they run out of those cans, they'll either keep that size or they may even shrink the ounces in there. It might be, 2 pounds and 6 ounces, but it'll be the same size. So if you didn't look at the unit price or the price per ounce or per pound, then you're not going to be aware of it. But at Costco, I did want to mention, if you buy something, and let's say that they have their sales that come on, kind of like Sam has those too, they have like a 3-week period where they have sales on certain products, you can just go back to the store after that, as long as it's within 30 days, and you can get a refund. Like I bought those Shif glucosamine chondroitin tablets, and they weren't on sale, and I didn't realize that they went on sale like 2 days later, and they said, oh, no problem, just come back. And they have you in the system when you use your card. So if you forgot your receipt or lost it, they can still refund you that money. So I wanted to mention that. I probably Sam's does the same thing. I can't say that for sure. But I had a situation, and this is like one example that I could give you. My neighbor called me. He was at one of the produce markets, and he said they have strawberries. A flat is 8 containers. They're 1-pound containers. He said they have strawberries here. If you buy 2 flats, you can get the 2 flats for $10. So that's 16 pounds. Do you want any? And I said, sure. So I took a couple flats. I gave 6 to my daughter. And the rest of them I cut up, I put them in the freezer, I made 2 batches of jam, and then obviously we ate, a couple of the fresh ones. But that's what I'm talking about. It took me, I had to stop what I was doing. They were ripe. Some of them were overripe, but not many, maybe like 5% that went in the compost bin. But that's an example of what I was trying to say. Like, if you see a deal, you got to say, okay, this is too good to pass up. Yep, I'm going to take the time and do it. And I was at Sam's a couple weeks ago, and I believe I told Vince this, that they had a rack, and they had blackberry, blueberry, and raspberry plants. They were just bare root, little bed looking like twigs. I mean, they'll come to life when you soak them in water. But for 2 plants of raspberries, they wanted $17. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I probably have a couple hundred all at least in my yard, and they spread every spring. So I'm actually considering trying to dig up the new shoots and maybe sell them, because I've had people asking me about them already, like, oh, you grow raspberries, don't you? So that's just another example. Like, if I could get them to take and I can get the right situation, I think I'm going to try to sell them then.
I think that's great. I think that's great, because they won't be as they won't be in as much shock buying when a person buys them from you. Meaning not the person being in shock, but the plants, because they will be taken care of rather than be left out in the sun and watered sometimes rather than watered, you know, the proper amount. That's what we find, that the plants outside don't get the, you know, at the big box stores like Walmart, don't seem to get the care that they need. And you can see that toward the end of the selling season, the plants just, they don't make it. They just don't make it because they are in so much stress and so much shock. $8.50 per raspberry plant. That's what you're talking about, plus tax. Now,
yeah,
selling them at the farm gate. If you're just selling them, you know, your personal property, and it's really not a business, it's just, you know, a hobby, you can probably sell them without getting a tax ID and sell them to your friends and neighbors, and, you know, without charging them tax. What a great idea.
Yep.
What a great idea. I love it. And, Kathy, here's one other thing. I'd mentioned to the class that I bought some dog food. We're finally able to get it after a couple months. Purina dog chow, the dry stuff. 55 pounds at Sam's, and they had it on sale, but they didn't have any. I mean, they advertised that, you know, there's $4 off, and then they didn't have any. I called the store, they didn't have any, and they didn't know exactly when they were going to get it, and they finally got some in, the kind that we wanted, and it was $2 instant savings. So the sale was for less off, and so regular $22.98, I'm sorry, it was $4 off. $22.98 down to $18.98. So I bought some online, picked it up at, you know, they put it in the back of our truck, and but they charged $22.98. They didn't for most of the bags. So some of the bags were instant savings, $4 off, and some weren't. So I called and called and called Sam's Club, and I talked to people in the Philippines, and they were able to apologize, but they weren't able to really help me. And they could not see the price on the U.S. internet. They couldn't go to Sam's Club in the U.S. and see where it says instant savings, you know, $18.98. So they couldn't help me. So out of frustration, I used the nuclear option. I called the Sam's Club credit card bank. And I said, so here's what happened. And they said, no problem. We'll just give you the money back. So that's what you can do, and that's called a credit card dispute. I was disputing the amount I was charged. And, class, you're probably going to have to get used to doing that. The number's on the back of your credit card. You don't even have to go looking for it. It's right on the back of your credit card. You tell them who you are. They'll ask you for the last four of your Social Security number. You give them that. You tell them what you did, the purchase. They'll look it up. They'll see it. And they'll believe you. And you get the money credited instantly, or that amount credited instantly to your account, unless Sam's wants to fight it out with you. And you can do this for Sam's, Lowe's, any transaction that you pay for with a credit card. So I just want to let you know, I won this. I absolutely won it. And it was easy. It was, well, not with Sam's Club, but with the credit card company, it was easy. But that's because Sam's has outsourced their members' services, or what we used to call customer service. Okay, they outsourced it to the Philippines, and they don't have the tools in the Philippines to help their customers. So you might have to go with the nuclear option and call the credit card bank that you paid for your purchases with and explain to them what happened. And if it's bona fide, you'll get your money back. Now, they're going to track how many times you pull this nuclear option. And if you're right, great. And what happens to Sam's is they get charged about $35 when someone uses the nuclear option. So they give you your money back, and Sam's gets penalized $35 each time that there is, or that's what they used to charge. Merchants, credit card companies would charge merchants $35 every time someone had a dispute. It might be down for a big box store like Sam's, maybe down to $15 now. But for small merchants, it's about $35. So they don't want you to do this. And I don't want to do it either. But I'm not going to be taken advantage of by the big, bad companies that are out there. Kathy, any thoughts?
if you call the store directly, like they have, you know, they answer the phone, they couldn't help you directly. They told you to call the 800 number or the customer service because it was online purchase.
It's hard to call the store. I mean, you can call Sam's Club and, you know, the local store and that you frequent as a customer, and sometimes they can't even answer the phone. They just let it ring and ring and ring and ring. So, I mean, I would try that, but I was unsuccessful in getting someone to answer the phone. I mean, I talked to the store manager about, so when are y'all going to get some dog food that you have on sale? And the answer is, well, you know, I don't know when we're getting the beef, or, yeah, we are getting some beef, and it should be here, you know, tomorrow. And then you go look, and they don't have it for, you know, a week after that. So you don't get good information. And I think that's because the manager doesn't get good information. And I think that's because the trucks are delayed. And that's the next thing. You know, we talked about the, I believe that there's going to be a diesel fuel shortage, which is really going to mess up the messed up supply chain. I think that's going to get much, much worse. So anyway, class, you can buy U-Band coffee at Sam's Club right now. $8.46 for 48 ounces. That's probably one of the best prices in the country for a decent coffee. U-Band coffee, $8.46 for 48 ounces. How does that sound to you, Kathy? Does that sound like one of the best prices or not?
Oh, yeah. And if you like it and you're going to use it, do like we do. Just buy a case. Or buy what you think you can use, it, like, in the next 2 years. Because most coffee has, like, probably about a two-year expiration date on it, from what I remember looking at it when I buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep it cool and dry. And if you have a basement that doesn't get a lot of air exchange, and you have a dehumidifier in the basement, that's a great place to keep it. And if it's cool and it's dry and the temperature doesn't change much, food lasts a lot longer, whether it be pasta, whether it be rice, whether it be flour, whether it be coffee in cans, cans, jars, bags, it all lasts longer if it's cool, lower temperature, and dry. Humidity, light, are enemies, and heat are enemies of long-term food storage. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just did a quick calculation. I went to Sam's Club, and I went to Amazon, and I looked up the price of diapers. So if you get the, you know, the ones that you throw away and you help the landfill grow in your village, they're about 26 cents a piece, depending on the size, as Kathy mentioned. If you go to Amazon, and I'm not recommending Amazon, but I just did a quick search. And if you buy 20 cloth reusable diapers, they are going to come in at about, well, you can get them for, let's see, the cloth ones, about $1.22 a piece. $1.22 each. The break-even point, if you consider washing them in a washing machine, and I did a rough calculation on that, you know, the electricity, the laundry detergent, the water, all that. The break-even point is if you use a diaper 8 times and you air dry them in the line, you know, where you have the sun dry them, you're going to break even after you use 8 cloth diapers. 8. That's like 1.5 days. Maybe even 1 day. No kidding. So it's crazy. It's crazy not to buy cloth diapers. And when you're all done, you know, and you outgrow them, you still have them as cleaning cloths. Whereas if you use the disposable ones, you don't have anything because you threw them all away. Kathy, any comments?
Vince, I bought 4 dozen when I had my first son, and I used them. And after a while, I had to replace like 1 or 2 dozen by the time I had my third. And then my husband used them for waxing the car and cleaning. And like you said, I still have a few of them hanging around here for cleaning cloths. But I couldn't justify the price. And Vince, the other thing that saved me when I had children was I nursed my children and I didn't have to buy formula. And that formula is really expensive. And I also, I think I only bought just a few of the Gerber jars. My kids, by the time they were ready for solid food, a lot of times I would just blend stuff up in the little blender. And whether it was peaches or applesauce that, you know, that I had made, I thought, well, mine's just as good as theirs, probably better. And then they started eating solid food. But even back then, I was very conscious of the prices. And I always I had like a budget. Let's just say back then it was $500 a month. I don't know, remember what it was, but let's just say it was that. What I would do is I would take out every time I would get money for groceries, what it was every other week, I would take a small percentage of that, and that I would have like an envelope system, and I would put like $20 or $25 in that envelope system. Just, I called it like my emergency fund. If something came up that was out of the ordinary, or when holidays came and I needed more money, or if I got a great deal on something, I didn't have to rob Peter to pay Paul. And I let that grow. And if I didn't spend all my money for that particular grocery period, I would put that in that envelope. That way I always felt like I had like a little emergency fund. And that's how I started building my stock, because initially when we had our children, you know, I had three children in 3.5 years. And so I didn't have time. I still canned like tomatoes and made applesauce, but I didn't have time to prepare food like I do now with the three little children. So I think if you just start and you just break it down and you start taking steps, if you feel overwhelmed, one of the things I do, if I have like a big project and I look at it and go, oh, this is just going to take me hours and hours, I will take 1 hour at least, maybe a couple times a week, 2-3 times a week, and I just get started on it. And it may take me 4 months before I get the whole thing done. But you just have to get down there, whether it's like sewing something or going through your basement or, you know, redoing furniture or whatever the project might be. Just get started a little at a time and write it down. Like, I'm really big on making lists. I make a list of what the absolute has to be done. I put that first, and then I sort of make lists for the rest of them. If I don't get it done, then that can go the rest of the week. But when my husband and I first started, like, we did everything ourselves. We didn't pay anybody. And we both learned a lot of it. My husband was pretty, he worked in construction for a while, and he was a self-taught with most of it. Like you, Vince, I'm sure you've taught yourself a lot of it. But we did everything ourselves, and that's how we got ahead, and we lived a little bit below our means. We never spent more than what we had. We just couldn't feel comfortable. So that's my, you know, that's kind of how we started to get where we're at then.
Yes, and class, time is money, so if you want it quickly, it'll cost you more, and convenience costs money. So if you want to go to the store and have them make a cup of coffee for you, it'll cost you 20 times more than it'll cost for you to make it yourself. So I've never been in a Starbucks. I have never been in one. It's never entered my mind to go into one. Why would I do that? It's frivolous, wasteful.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.